The Gemara daf mem tes omer aleph, the first line. Rebbe Abba oimer tzorch shiyoma b'hoido tchilo b'soif. Then when it comes to benching, you have to say hoido. Hoido is the bracha of noida lecha. Tchilo b'soif. You have to be moida in the beginning of that bracha and at the end. Zog Rashi, noida lecha Hashem elokeinu. And then Rashi says, v'alkulam Hashem elokeinu onu moidim. We have a little different girsa. We say, v'ala koil anachnu moidim loch. So that's called the tchilo hoido and the soif. If someone is going to eliminate one of the hoidos, lo yifchos me'echad. You cannot take off more than one. You have to leave at least one hoidah. It's birchas hoidah. V'chol ha'poiches me'echad. And if you take off v'chol ha'poiches me'echad, harei ze meguno. Meaning, ha'poiches yifchos me'echad. You can't take off more than one. V'chol ha'poiches me'echad. If you do, harei ze meguno. V'chol ha'choisem manchil arotzois. If you finish off, we finish off ala oretz v'ala mozayin. So, if you finish off manchel arotzois bebirchas haoretz, which is a boor, the Gemara is going to say, because it sounds like the Eibishter just gave out lands to different nations. Klal Yisrael bakum in Eretz Yisrael, un Chinot bakum in China. Das amratzes. It's not stam another country. Das is the Yerusha from the Eibishter. Whoever finishes manchel agotzois, the Eibishter is manchel a land amongst other lands, bebirchas haoretz. Or and umeishia es Yisrael bebeinu Yerushalayim. Instead of beinu Yerushalayim, he says meishia es Yisrael harei ze bur. Again, it's a amaratzis. It's a bur, and it should not be done. Zok de gemara
v'chol she'ein oimer bris v'teira bebirchas haoretz.
If you don't say bris and teira, v'al bris reshal samte b'sereinu v'al teros eshim alatonu bebirchas haoretz u'malchus beis David b'boyin Yerushalayim lo yotzo yedei choy vosoi. So as a machlok z'shoinim, if lo yotzo yedei choy vosoi means they not yotzo kitikunoi, like the Gemara says, kol shalom ha'shloish advon b'pesach lo yotzo. It means you're not yotzo kitikunoi. Doesn't mean you're not yotzo at the end of the day. So that's a machlok the Torah brings 2 days, b'shem Rebechil, his brother. Does it mean you're not yotzo benching at all? Or it means you're not yotzo kitikunoi. But al kaparim, the Gemara says that if you leave out malchus beis David b'boyin Yerushalayim, that's missing the boat, l'yotzi dechavosai. And the Rambam says, nilchus brachas, because the main inyan of the bracha is, there's no nechoma gemura until there's achzoras malchus beis David. That means, binyan Yerushalayim and malchus beis David are intertwined together. There's no such thing as not having malchus beis David with the binyan Yerushalayim. It goes together. The Gemara says in Bava Kamet Tzari Zayin that it was Matbea Yerushalayim. You know what the Matbea was? Mitzad Echad was David HaMelech, Mitzad Sheni was Yerushalayim. So the Biskurov says that is, based on this Gemara, that's the Peshat, because it's intertwined, they're together, they're totally zebezeh. It's like the Rambam says, it's not a nechama gemura until you have achzoras beis David. This is the Indian of the bracha. The bracha is machzor beis David in Binyan Yerushalayim. So that's where you're not yoitza. Zogt Mo Masiel Rabbi Loidom Rabbi Loyom Rabbi Yanka Ba Acha Mishum Rabbeinu Kol Shlom Abris V'Teir BeBirchas Haoretz. If you leave out Bris and Teira in Birchas Haoretz, Umalchus beis David bebein Yerushalayim la yotzi de chavosai. You're not yotze. Which we said is a machlekes. Does it mean not yotze kitukunoi? It doesn't mean your mamash not yotze at all. Zog de gemara pligibo ari yotze ben dustoi verabonon. Chad omar hatoi vahametiv tzricha malchus. That you have to say hatoi vahametiv, it's say elokeinu melech ha'olam. Hatoi vahametiv is the last bracha that we say, and you have to say elokeinu melech ha'olam. We do say, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Yeah, we say after Bnei Yerushalayim, Bnei Yerushalayim Amen, and then we start Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adirenu Barenu Goelenu, etc. Until I Chaseinu. That's Birchas HaTov. So if you don't say Melech Ha'olam, if you don't say Malchus, Tzricha Malchus, so we have a Machlokes. Again, you have to say Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, like we do. So the Gemara explains the Yisrael Machlokes. Mando Ma Tzricha Malchus Kosovar De Rabbonon. Since it's Rabbonon, that means it's not Midaraisa meant to be written over here. So that means if it's Midaraisa meant to be written over here, then it's Brocha Smucha L'Chavito to the previous Brocha Bein Yerushalayim. So if it's Smucha L'Chavito, it doesn't even start with Baruch. Then for sure it doesn't have Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So the mandom that says you need to say Malchus, he holds as the Rabbonon. That means it's not meant to be here. It was inserted later. So that's why you can start with Baruch. It's not considered Smuch L'Chavito. And Kol bracha she'ini mo malchus, not a bracha. So this bracha the rabbanon needs a malchus. Uman dom ene tzicha malchus, because sove de reise. He holds, like we had in the braise before, hatoiv ha-meitiv, we learn from the posuk of Hashem nosan l'chazu, hatoiv ha-meitiv. So if it's the reise, so it's smucha l'chaveto, so then it doesn't need baruch, but it definitely doesn't need l'keinu melech ha'olam. So what's taka pshat in the baruch that we say? So Rashi is going to ask this kashan. Rashi is going to say, this is the end of the bracha. Just it happened to have been extended, and it ended up being a long bracha. But really, it should have been baruch ata and ali chasreinu. Just we inserted all these hugmalanu, 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 like they said before, who hated, who made, who yated. These were inserted. Let's see the Rashi inside. So Rashi before, Mandom etzicha malchus kusav the rabbanon, the third line. Hilkach lav brochas muchal chavetu. Sheinim birchas oretz. It's not part of birchas oretz. Not part of the previous one. Umandom etzicha malchus kusav doi reise hi. Why is it the reise? Birchas oretz. It's part of the birchas oretz. Birchas oretz is really. No, smuchel chaverta doesn't need to start with baruch. It definitely doesn't have melech olam. It should say binyan yushlaim. You mean? Why birchas haaretz? Birchas haaretz. The third brach is binyan yushlaim. Birchas haaretz is the second. So I think there's. What do you say? It's a mis. There's different gesoys and there's Rashi because the last bracha prior to birchas hatoiv ha-meitiv. Meaning he means part of the Ikka Birchas Hamazon. Or if you go with in Rashi Birchas Bainu Shalayim, then it's not part of it. Right. Smuchalai. But Smuchalai doesn't require a baruch. Okay, but Al-Kaparim Rashi says, Hilkhla Brocha Smuchalai Chavati, Shein of Birchas Hamazon, meaning it's not part of the Ikka benching. That's what Rashi means. It's not part of the Ikka benching. Umandom Enitzicha Malchus, Kosovat Raisi, Umi Birchas Horetzi, it's part of the benching. That was the braisa before that. We said it's the braisa. Now it's somach to the binyan ushlaim, obviously. It's part of Birchas Oretz, and it's somach to binyan ushlaim. Frek Rashi the Kasha, umiyu pesach ba baruch. We just said smuch lechaveto. It doesn't start with baruch. So why does it start with baruch? Why do we say baruch ato Hashem lekenu melech olam kelo binu? Really, this is the end of the bracha. You're supposed to say Amen by Al Chasreinu, like we said last week. Al Chasreinu is the end, is the bracha. Where's the beginning of the bracha? That's this baruch. Just ended up being long. It's like Birchas Aperis. We make a Birchas Aperis. Of course, you start with Baruch. By some Muchel Chavito. So Birchas Amitzes. So we're also just it got extended, like Tosis explained before. So that's a machloikas if it's the Raisa or the Rabbonon, does it require Melech Ha'olam or not? Zog ma'otan Rabbonon, mahu choyseim, the binyan Yerushalayim. So we finish by binyan Yerushalayim, boinei Yerushalayim amein, or boinei berachma Yerushalayim amein. That's two different gesoys. The Goyin says, you say boinei Yerushalayim, because tzion b'mishpati padeh. So you don't say berachma, but you finish. We finish. Baruch Ata Hashem, boinei berachma, boinei Yerushalayim, amen. So the Gemara says, "Mau chayz bin Yerushalayim." So it's machlokes. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, mem Moshiach Yisrael. You don't finish boinei Yerushalayim. You finish Moshiach Yisrael. Zog the Gemara, Moshiach Yisrael in bin Yerushalayim loy. You only finish Moshiach Yisrael. Ela Eimo af Moshiach Yisrael. That means you do both. You say Moshiach Yisrael u boinei Yerushalayim. Let's see Rashi. Eleima af Mashiach Yisrael. In bo lachto Mashiach Yisrael v'loi chosam b'in Yerushalayim yotzo. Your yotze, if you say just one. She'tshuas Yisrael hi b'bin Yerushalayim. The tshua of Kal Yisrael is the bin Yerushalayim. So it seems to say that one would be sufficient. Correct. It's af b'tshuas Yisrael. The Gemara is going to say it depends on what the beginning was. Let's see. Rabba Barachona, Rabba Avhuna, Ikle leveresh galusa posach bechodo. That means he started the binyan Yerushalayim. Binyan Yerushalayim starts by rachem. He started binyan Yerushalayim bechodo. Bechodo means Agbashi kshehischa bebrocha loy omar rachem Hashem al Yisrael amecho val Yerushalayim irecho ela achas mehen ukshechosam chosam b'shtayim meishi Yisrael ubayin Yerushalayim. So he said both. That means he started bechado. He didn't say like we say al Yisrael amecho val Yerushalayim irecho. He just said one of them. And he finished, meaning either just Yisrael or just Yerushalayim. But he finished with two, Moshiach Yisrael, Ubayin Yerushalayim, both. V'siyim betati. Omer Avchizda, Gvurta Lemichta Metati, is a godless to end the beta? What's the godless to finish with two? Fakert, it's Chisoran. Votanya, Rabbi Omer, Ein Chais Mimishtaim. You're not supposed to finish with two. It's called Chavilas Chavilas.
Rashi in Soita says that Chavilas Chavilas means
that you're making it like a masui. It's like a load, like you want to get rid of two birds in one shot. So that's why Ein Chavilas, you're not supposed to finish with two. Tois in Moed Cotton says because you're not ponui le mitzvahs. You're not ponui for that mitzvah if you do two in one shot. But it's not a milo to finish with two. So it didn't make sense that he says he's posach b'choda usiyim b'shtayim. If you're posach b'shtayim, then maybe you're saying b'shtayim. Or if you're posach b'choda, you should be saying b'choda. The Gemara is going to say something to that extent. Zog the Gemara. Rabbi Yomer, ein chois, zog Gemara gufa. Rabbi Yomer, ein chois b'shtayim. You're not supposed to finish with two. Ace effect, Gemara Levi le Rabbi. We know we say ala oretz v'ala mozoin. So we see you finish b'shtayim. You finish ala oretz v'ala mozoin. So Gemara, that's really one. Eretz the mafka mozoin, the land that brings forth mozoin. So it's one thing. Effect, Gemara another kasha ala oretz v'ala peiros. Ba'ala michyo ala peiros. We finish ala oretz v'ala peiros. So, Gemara, right away, what's the half meaning? It's the same teretz. Zok Gemara, eretz the mafka peiros. It doesn't mean two brachas, it means the land that produces, that brings forth peiros. So some of the farshim explain that really, if we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, then it should be ala oretz val peiros seho. So why does it say ala peiros? So the Gemara is referring to over here that we're going in peiros chutz loretz in Eretz Yisrael. So here there was a havamina that maybe you can't give this teretz. You can't say eretz, the land of Eretz Yisrael, the mafka peiros that brings forth the peiros of chutz loretz. What's it connected? Avdem is the Gemara's teretz gufa that the ganze welt, the sadne, the arachadu, it's all coming from the koich of Eretz Yisrael. Ala oretz, even Eretz Yisrael, the mafke peres, even the mafke peres of chutz loretz. And then that would be pshat in the hamin and the maskona, why the Gemara is asking the same kasha and the same teretz, really. Zok the Gemara, similarly, we say by Musav davening, we say mekadish, we choisim the brocha, mekadish Yisrael vazmanim, l'choy the two separate things, haye choisim with two inyonim. We also say it by the haftarah, we'll see soon. But after we also choisim mekadosh Yisrael vazmanim. But another Gemara is asking about the bracha that we say by Musaf mekadosh Yisrael vazmanim. Mekadosh Yisrael vazmanim. So it's mashma again. You mekadosh two things: Yisrael and Zmanim. So come on, no, it's one. Yisrael the kachin vazmanim.
How do we have the Yomim Tovim based on Klal Yisrael's Kiddush?
So Yisrael is the mekadosh Zmanim. In fact, Gemara, what about mekadosh Yisrael v'rosh chadoshim? So Gemara the same teretz Yisrael the kachinu the rosh chadoshim. It's one bracha. Klal Yisrael that's mekadosh chadoshim. In fact, Gemara, what about mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'azmanim? Over there you can't say Klal Yisrael mekadosh Shabbos because they're not. Shabbos is kodesh mishesh mebreishes. So mekadosh Yisrael v'hashabbos v'azmanim is definitely mechoisim mitarti. What are you going to say over there? Mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'azmanim. So Gemara chutz mizu. You're right. This exception over here we talk a choisim mitarti. Umay shno why we talk a choisim mitarti? So Gemara hocha chodahi. It's not tarti. It's really one. It's really one. So Rashi, why is it one? Ein kan ela birchas mekadosh shemevorach laKadosh Baruch Hu. We mevorach to the Eibishta shemekadosh haShabbos v'hazmanim. So really, it's one thing that we're mekadosh the Eibush that's mekadosh the Shabbos and the Zmanim and Klal Yisrael. The Eibush is mekadosh. It's one thing. He's mekadosh. All that is he's mekadosh. Mekadosh Shabbos, Yisrael, and Zmanim. Zok the Gemara Mashenken Hosom by Moshir Yisrael Ubayni Yushlaim, where we said that you were choisim birchas Ubayni Yushlaim with Tarti. With not just Ubayni Yushlaim, but you said Moshir Yisrael Ubayni Yushlaim. So that's takatati. That's two different things. Kol chad v'chod b'api nafshe. It's separate things. One is Klal Yisrael and one is Binyan Yerushalayim. V'time amai in chos m'shtayim. Like we said before, what's the reason you're not chos m'shtayim? V'shein oisin mitzvahs chavilas, which the machlokes v'shoinim, Rashi in Soita says it's a masui, and Tosfos Moed Katan Daf Ches says it should be ponui l'mitzvah. You should be focused on the mitzvah at a time. Zokma my havalo. What's the b'chisima that we taka say by the end? Binyan Yerushalayim. Do we say Binyan Yerushalayim? Or do we say Moshir Yisrael? Or do we say both? So here the Gemara says, depends how you started. Omer Rav Sheshes. Posach b'rachem al amchi Yisrael. If you just said rachem amchi Yisrael, meaning you're talking about the people, Klal Yisrael, then choisim b'Moshir Yisrael. Then it's taka psicha, chisima me'en ha-psicha, psicha me'en ha-chisima. Then it coincides. Then you finish Moshir Yisrael. Not Binyan Yerushalayim, because you started off rachem al amchi Yisrael. Pasach Berachem al Yushalayim. If you started with Berachem al Yushalayim, you talk about the binyan, then Chaisim Bain Yushalayim, you finish Bain Yushalayim. We attack start with both, and we finish the Bain Yushalayim. But here the Gemara is saying, make it a psicha nechsima, literally mamish similar. If you start with Klal Yisrael, you finish Bain Yushalayim, Mashiach Yisrael. If you start with Bain Yushalayim, you finish Bain Yushalayim. Beracham Nachman Omen, that's what we paskin. Afilu Pasach Berachem al Yisrael. Even if you start by Racham Yisrael, we say Yisrael and Yushlaim. Choysim v'boin Yushlaim, you still finish boin Yushlaim. Why? Bishum shenemar, boin Yushlaim Hashem, nitche Yisrael yichaneis. Why is it Tolly Zabazeh? Amos a boin Yushlaim. When is the bin Yushlaim? Bizman shen nitche Yisrael yichaneis. So bin Yushlaim is Tolly in nitche Yisrael yichaneis. So Mela, it's considered one. You can start by Racham Yisrael, you still boin Yushlaim, you finish. It's considered me'ein apsicha. Because when is Nitche Yisrael Yichanes, Bizman Boin Yushlaim. When is Boin Yushlaim? Bizman Nitche Yisrael Yichanes. Zog the Gemara, Om L'Rab Zeher L'Rab Chizda, Nesi Mar V'Nisni. Please teach us Torah. Nesi Mar V'Nisni. Om Alei, Birchas Mezoyne Lo Gamrino. I don't even know Birchas Mezoyne. Ich weiß, it's the halachas from Birchas Amozen. V'Tenuyah Masnina, you want me to teach you? Om Alei, my high, what don't you know? Omale, I'll tell you what I don't know. The ikle beish galusa. I was once eating a meal by a beish galusa. Ubriche birchas mezoina, and I made a birchas mezoina. Vizak vi Rav Sheshes lekuya leke chavya, and Rav Sheshes jumped on me. He was zayk for me, like and swallowed me like a snake. What? Why? What did he do wrong? Vamai? Why? Deloy amri loy bris loy teira loy malchus. I left out the three important things: not bris, not teira, and not malchus. Fakmo vamai loy amrit. So Rav Zera asked him, so why did you leave it out? So he said, I held like Rav Chananu. Could Rav Chananu am a Rav? Like Rav. The Omer Rav Chananu am a Rav, like Omer Bris V'Tegu U'Malchus Yotza. I don't know why he did the Yotza part, it's B'dievet, but Akoponim he did like that Shita, the Yotza. Let's see the reason. Zog Demo, Bris, the reason why I left that Bris, if she ain't a bit Noshim. Since Noshim are not Shach to the Pasha of Bris, so I left it out, that was the reason. Tegu U'Malchus, maybe that's why you're Yotza. Tegu U'Malchus, why did I leave it out? Why you're Yotza, according to Rav? So that's why it's not applicable to them. So that's why it can't be a part and parcel of Birchas Hamazon that you're not Yotza. But at fact, the Rav Zera asked him back, so what? So just because you're Yotza, because we find Noshim are not Mechuyiv, even though they say it, at Shaftzuk Kolhani Tanoim Amroim Abdes Gerav, we just had a whole Omid of Tanoim and Amroim out says that Bris and Torah and Malchus is Ma'akim, you have to say it, Lo Yotza V'chulu V'chulu. The question was, L'tikituna or not Yotza at all. So you go, punk, you did like Rav. Why would you leave out something like that, as important as that? Now, we take a hold that women say Bris and Torah. So the Magen Avraham in Kuf Pei Zayin says, is because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Noshim command a male domi. They're not mechuyev in Bris, it's command a male. They're like them all. So that's why they can say Bris. And Torah says because they also make a Birchas HaTorah in the morning on their mitzvahs. So male, it's not mufka from them. There's a big Tosfos in Daf Chof, like I mentioned yesterday, that says that Noshim, there's a tzad, if the Raisa Rabbanu could be Moitzi man. So the problem is, the Achronim explained it, because they can't say Bris and Torah to be Moitzi a man. So in that, yeah, Rebbe Kvegas says, the man says the word Bris and Torah, and the woman says the benching. And it's not called Chatzi Bishmi and Chatzi Bamira, because I'm listening to whatever she's saying, just I'm inserting the word Bris and Torah. Okay, why, but that's... Because they're not mechuyev in Bris and Torah. The Magen Avraham says they are, because they command the Mali and they have their Talmud Torah. But they're lacking in the Bris and Torah because they don't have the Chiv Talmud Torah, Pashas, and they don't have a Bris, physical Bris, they don't have. Now, the women do say it. We do say it. There is a Shita that they don't say it.
What about that? They say that...
Now, the Gemara earlier that talked about being choysim b'shtayim by the Tfilas Musaf. So by the Birchas Haftarah, we also are choysim b'shtayim, so the same terutzim. Mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim, it's all one. The Eibush is Mekadosh Yisrael, then Mekadosh Zmanim. There is a interesting Yisoyistik HaMachlokes in the Poskim on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So Pesach and Sukkos, so the Birchas Haftarah, on regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you don't finish off Mekadosh HaShabbos Rosh Chodoshim. And the Gemara in Shabbos Chav Dalet says, is because if not for Shabbos, they want to be in a Haftarah. So Rosh Chodesh doesn't require a Haftarah. So that's why we finish off Mekadosh HaShabbos. So Oy Bazoy, the same thing would be on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. You don't finish off Mekadosh HaShabbos if you solve Azmanim, because if not for Shabbos, they want to be in a Haftarah. It's Chol HaMoed.
And that's how the Goyen Taka doesn't differentiate. He paskins, and like the Mechaber, that Shai, Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Pesach, and Sukkot, you don't differentiate. Comes Ramon, Ramon says that no, by Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Pesach, and Echadami, you finish Mekadosh HaShabbos. Masheng in Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Sukkot, you say Mekadosh HaShabbos, you solve Azmanim. And the explanation is because since it's Cholik B'Korban Hasein, so that's why it requires a special Siyum of Mahazmanim. But Lamaisa Minig Yerushalayim is taka like the Goyin, and you don't differentiate neither Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Pesach, or Sukkot. Both of them, you finish the same way. Mekadosh HaShabbos, because if not for Shabbos, there wouldn't have been Haftarah. Just like the Gemara says in Shabbos, you finish Mekadosh HaShabbos on Rosh Chodesh. Zok the Gemara, the last Gemara. Omar Rabbe Babachan Om Rabbi Yechran. Hatoiv Ametiv Tzicha Malchus. Like we said before, Hatoiv Ametiv, you have to say, Elokeinu Melech Olam. My komashlon kol brocha shem ba malchus lo yishma brocha on malchus nishken brocha nisht. Va'om Rabbi Yechon Chazim, we know this already. Om Rabbi Zeirel lo yima shetzicha shtei malchus. You have to say malchus twice. Why twice? Chade dido. One is for the etzem brocha v'tev v'metev. V'chade de boyin Yerushalayim. Because boyin Yerushalayim did not have malchus. You said boruch ato Hashem boyin Yerushalayim. Amen. You didn't say boruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam. Every brocha needs malchus. So you can insert it now twice to make up for the last one. Frag more. If you're inserting what you made up for lost malchus in, so say three times. What happened to malchus over there? Zok digamoga. Ella birchas oretz my time eloy mishum to have the brocha smucha lechavetol. The reason why it doesn't have it is because it's smucha lechavetol birchas oretz. It's samach to azon. It's samach to the first brocha to azon. And when something is smucha lechaveta, it doesn't need malchus. It doesn't need a baruch at all. If it doesn't need a baruch, it doesn't need a malchus. It goes together. Bracha smucha lechaveta doesn't need a baruch. So it doesn't need a malchus either. We look at it as a continuation of the previous bracha. That's the vart in smucha lechaveta. So it is the effect of Gemara. Boyin Yerushalayim nami loyti boya. So why does Boyin Yerushalayim need malchus? It's also smucha lechaveta. Davila bracha smucha lechaveta. It's smucha to the birchas haoretz. Prior to Boyin Yerushalayim, just like you're saying, that this doesn't need because it's Samach to Azon, so Boyin Yerushalayim doesn't need either. It's Samach to Birchas Haaretz. So, Ebazoi, why would you have to be maskir Malchus in Toiv HaMeitiv to be Mashlim to make up for the previous Brocha that didn't have it? The previous Brocha did not need it. And for the Gemara, you're right. Hu Adin Dafilu Boyin Yerushalayim Nami Loi Boy. You're right. Boyin Yerushalayim doesn't need Haskoras Malchus because it's Brocha Smucha Lechaveto. Ela Aidi the Omar Malchus Beis David. Since you're mentioning Malchus Beis David by the Brocha Bin Yerushalayim, once you mention Malchus Beis David, you have to mention Malchus Shemayim. Lav Oirech Aro Deloy Omar. It's not a Derech Eretz if you're going to mention Malchus Beis David and not Malchus Shemayim. So you have to mention Malchus Shemayim not because of the Baruch Shaboy, because of the Haskara of Malchus Beis David. Mitzad the Baruch, you don't have to mention Malchus because the Brocha Asmuch Lechavito. Boyin Yerushalayim is smuch lechaveto, so it's a hemshech. The reason why you have to mention Malchus by Boyin Yerushalayim is only because of you mentioning Malchus Beis David. Now, and since you didn't, so now the makeup is going to be by Birchas HaToiv HaMeitiv, because you can't do it by Birchas Boyin Yerushalayim itself because it's smuch lechaveto. So you can't be masking Malchus when it's smuch lechaveto. So Elamai, you make it up in Birchas HaToiv HaMeitiv. So that means there's two Malchus in Birchas HaToiv HaMeitiv. One of them is Because itself, and one of them is a hashlama for birchas Boyin Yerushalayim. Rav Papa Amar another teretz. No, Hachi Komar. This is Pshat Rav Yechanan. Tzricha shtei malchiyos levar medido. Meaning le'olam birchas HaToiv HaMeitiv taka needs three malchiyos. It needs two malchiyos besides the haskaras and malchus of the bracha itself. That means it needs the malchus of Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu Bereinu and Hamelech HaToiv HaMeitiv LaKoil, so it's twice Malchus, and then Levar Medido, except for the Malchus of the Brocha itself, because you started off Baruch HaToiv Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So it ends up being three Malchus. One is for itself, one of them is a Hashlama for the Birchas Boyin Yerushalayim that needs a Malchus because you're masking Malchus Beis David, and one of them is a Hashlama of the Malchus that was not set by Birchas HaOretz. And that's why you make it up now in Birchas HaToiv HaMeitiv. Okay, we'll stop over here by Yosef Reb Zeira.